Inspections. Before any work can be conducted on a component or a machine, we need to verify the cause of the problem that led to the customer complaint. This requires an inspection program. During the course of conducting this review, we will be focusing on standard repairs and maintenance performed by a dealership. There are other inspections that are required in the pursuit of work in a service department that require specialized forms of inspections. One of those would be of a machine appraisal when a piece of equipment is being considered for trade-in. Another of these would be the rental process, the check-in/check-out inspection. What we are going to be concerned with in this review at this point are the two inspections that are used primarily for repairs, whether they are done in the field or in the shop. We will dilute two kinds of inspections. Diagnostic inspections. Quality control tests. Diagnostic inspections. The diagnostic inspection is necessary to perform on each component and/or machine that requires work. The customer calls in and during the service request process describes their complaint. We should never forget the customer diagnoses are suspect. We must conduct a diagnostic inspection to determine the cause of the complaint so that we are not just chasing symptoms relating to the complaint. This is a very important point to consider and one that the review must verify. Are diagnostic inspections conducted on all work orders, whether it is in the field or in the shop? One of the most important things about customer service and customer satisfaction is consistency. There is an old adage that if you are going to be mediocre, stay mediocre. Don't confuse your customer by being excellent one day and terrible the next. In the context of inspections, it is important that the diagnostic inspection is conducted in the same manner, covering the same items each and every time. That means we should have a structured diagnostic inspection that either follows a paper form or a screen checklist. Similarly, it means that we should have specifically trained inspectors. Many times, a dealership will have the mechanic who is going to conduct the repair perform the inspection. Does the dealership on which this review is being conducted operate that way? If they do, we need to be able to address the fact that the quality of the inspection will vary then from one mechanic to the other and be dependent on the skill levels from one mechanic to the other being the same. This rarely happens. If this is what is going on at the dealer under review in the shop, that we need to be looking at the organization from the supervision of the mechanical workforce and the results that they are achieving relative to labor efficiency and repair quality. In the field, we have no choice but to have the same person was conducting the repair perform the inspection. One of the prerequisites for a man being able to go into the field as a mechanic is that they have diagnostic skills. In the service shop, that is not necessary when we have higher levels of supervision that we would have in the field. The diagnostic inspection should not be applied to work that is anticipated to take less than 4 hours to complete. There needs to be some relative position of the cost of the diagnostic inspection compared to the value of the repairs that need to be conducted. That having been said, each time a machine is touched by the dealership, it would be advisable to have a diagnostic inspection performed. The diagnostic inspection should be what is called a form and function review of the machine, noting a predetermined series of results while the machine is at operating temperature and pressure. This means that there needs to be space in which the machine can be worked. We need to be able to date, scrape, grade, and we need to be able to swing the excavator arm, raise the blade on the tractor, rip the ground if we have machines with rippers. In other words, we need to operate the machine as if it was working in the field. This diagnostic inspection will take between 1 hour and two, depending on the equipment being inspected. There will obviously need to be a cost associated with the inspection. How does the dealership conduct a diagnostic inspection? Does the dealership have specifically trained inspectors? Does the dealership follow a predetermined inspection form? Do they charge for the diagnostic inspection? If they charge for the inspection, what do they charge? What is the average time that it takes to perform the diagnostic inspection at the dealership and the shop? Do the field mechanics perform diagnostic inspections on all field work? How many inspections are performed by the dealership under review? All of these questions must be answered. Quality control tests. Once the work has been completed, it is important that there be a quality control test performed by someone other than the mechanic who did the work. Too many dealerships conduct the service request interview with the customer, write it all down, open a work order and pass this job as is to the technician and says fix what the customer says is wrong and when you're done come back and I will give you the next job. That is hardly a way to run a professional repair and maintenance facility, nor is it one that the OEM should accept at any of their dealerships. Just as with the diagnostic inspection, we need to have specifically trained people performing the quality control test. What is normally the best practice is to have the same individual who did the diagnostic inspection conduct the quality control test after the repair has been completed. This looks after several things at the same time. Once the machine has been repaired and is in good working order, there might be new problems that are now visible which were hidden due to the items that the customer will be brought forward as their complaint. Secondly, the quality test will take less time than the diagnostic inspection, particularly if it is done by the same inspector. Normally, the quality test takes half the time of the diagnostic inspection. Normally, with good supervision within the service department, the level of quality on repairs and maintenance will be extremely high. There should never be more than a 1% failure rate caused by workmanship. With good quality testing, the quality failure rate can be reduced much more dramatically than without it. If there is a failure, the inspector is to take the machine right back to the technician who conducted the repair and have a direct, hands-on, eye-to-eye, training session. Just this intervention in the event of a quality failure goes a long way to improving the quality of work from each technician. It is the old story that what is measured has the performance around it improve. The same series of questions that applied to the diagnostic inspection also applied to the quality control test. There should be one of the reviews conducted at this time, and that is to make a determination of what the quality failure rate is for the service department. This would be both for the field and the shop. The time is now.